John O'Rourke, welcome.
Well, thank you, Julia. Glad to be here.
It is a pleasure to know that the Johnny Appleseed Festival is finally back on track and ready to celebrate its 46th annual. In case there's somebody out there not familiar with this beloved event, why is it so special?
You know, I think it's special because people just like things to slow down for a little bit, at least. And that's what it's all about. Everything just kind of takes a little step back and things presented to you as it would have been in that 1800s era when John Chapman or Johnny Appleseed was here in Fort Wayne.
Back in those days, yeah. Wonderful place to be. So let's talk setting. Johnny Appleseed, Archer Park.
Yep.
Beautiful spaces. How does it speak to the spirit of the event as well as suit the doings that are going on there?
Well, it obviously works very, very well because John Chapman, Johnny Appleseed's gravesite, is in the center of the park on the hill. The family plot is there, and his grave is in the center. And it's just a beautiful setting. It's 3 to 3 acres that we're using there. It's along the river. There's still woods, and there's a lot of shade. It just gives us a chance to really spread out. It helps us bring that 1840s feeling back. You feel like you're kind of out in the wilderness a little bit.
Fantastic. Okay, let's do a quick overview of the activities. What's old and still in?
You know, just about everything that you've come to enjoy at the festival, the antiques, the farmer's market, which is always a biggie, over 100 craft booths this year, the children's activities, the demonstrators, blacksmiths and potters are actually making stuff there and selling it, the trappers and traders, which are like the true frontiersmen type things, and all the food vendors. We also have 3 stages of entertainment, which starts at 10 o'clock both days and goes right into the end of the festival.
Well, it sounds like we are not missing anything a grand old fall settlers type festival should have. So is there anything new and wonderful on the schedule?
You know, it's tough when you're dealing with trying to do things back from that day. There's not a whole lot of new. We do have some returning things that have been gone for a while and back. If you were around years ago, you might remember a lady named Possum Molly. She is a pioneer woman and she'll be wandering the whole festival grounds. You'll know her when you see her. She's a lot of fun to watch. Also, Common Stock is coming back. They're roving entertainers and they do all kinds of fun things.
It's good that people can count on seeing the things that are so memorable and meaningful to them. And what kind of a draw does this whole tradition of the festival enjoy by now?
You know, the festival draw is pretty wide. I mean, we hear from people from Texas and stuff like that on our social media pages. Oh, can't wait to get up there. And a lot of it is people who have either been here visiting somebody and stumbled across the festival and like it so much they come back. A lot of it is people who have moved away and this is the time they choose to come back because they're here. They want to come when their favorite festival is going on. And then we have people that are just aficionados who kind of like this kind of thing. Some of the entertainers tour and perform at these kinds of venues around the country. So we regularly get a lot of people over from Ohio. We'll hear from people from Chicago that are pretty regular. But it's a lot of our own hometown folks here in Allen County and around that come in.
You've got the usual suspects and sure. The regional and the destination. That's fantastic. Now, does that go all the way through to vendors and reenactors alike?
Most of our vendors are relatively local. Some of the entertainers tour, but we really try to do as much local as we can. And that's one of my favorite things about the festival. All of us that work on the board of directors, there's 22 of us. It's all volunteer. Nobody makes money from the festival for doing it. The vendors that come out, so many of these vendors, high schools and churches and things, it's one of their biggest fundraisers of the year by far.
And speaking of all those tasty details, let's hear it for the authenticity. It's a big part of this festival. Whatever one is doing, it needs to be authentic.
And one of the unique things with our festival and why we get so many applications for people that want to come and be a part of it, there's rules, and those rules are you can't use any modern ways of preparing either your craft or your food. You have to cook on what would have been available in the 1840s. So that's open fire. Some people have brought in like brick ovens, but they're fire powered. There's no propane or anything like that set up. So you have to do everything that way. And that kind of adds some of the ambiance to the whole festival, too. The fire's going and you get that fall air and the smoke going through the air.
Now, sheer numbers-wise, let's keep doing some math here. How many people does it take just to make this festival happen before a guest comes in that gate?
Sure. Well, there's 22 board members who meet 11 months out of the year. We take December off. So that's at least one meeting a month throughout the year. And then they meet a couple times, depending on what committee you may be on. Then you've got all these different organizations that show up. And each of those have probably not just dozens, up to hundreds of volunteers that help them pull that together. So there are literally thousands of people who are working to bring the Johnny Appleseed Festival to life.
Which really says a lot for our community and its spirit. Now, add the festival goers themselves, John. What might you expect this year in that number?
It's not unusual for us to have 200,000 people come through in a weekend. This year, you know, I'm sure it'll be down a little bit. I kind of hope it will, because we want people to feel safe.
And now, just a word, John, on the whole crazy COVID roller coaster ride we've all been on. It prevented last year's event from happening, as a lot of organizations suffered. Now that new strain is wreaking havoc on all festivals this late summer and fall, how are you preparing for this at this festival?
We've been watching it extremely close. We talked to the health department. We follow the CDC guidelines. It's an outdoor event, so we have that going for us. There are no restrictions by the CDC or the health department at this point for any kind of outdoor event. That being said, we're asking people, if they're coming out, to wear a mask if that makes them feel comfortable. We can't enforce a mask mandate, and we're not saying it's a mandate, but wear a mask if you want to. I know I will be. We've got hand washing stations all over the place. We bought a bunch of hand sanitizing units that we'll have around the festival, so we'll have those there. And then we ask people, if you're not feeling good or if you're at a high risk thing, this probably isn't the year for you to come. As much as we want everybody to be there, it's not worth it, anybody getting sick over this.
And good luck for all of that. And it sounds like, especially with that sprawled out setting over a 2-day affair, you've got everything going for you. Now, with sense of place taking on even bigger importance and emphasis these last few years, how does it affect the enthusiasm for this specific celebration, do you think?
You know, with all the craziness we've gone through, I think people are starting to feel even more in touch with family and that sense of community. It's very important. And that's what this festival is. It's family, it's community, it's the good stuff that our whole area was founded on years ago. And we kind of celebrate that part. It's just a warm, fuzzy feel good.
In the fall, when everybody could really use that. And meanwhile, this is a fast-paced 21st century we live in, no doubt about that. Is it difficult to market such an obviously days gone by kind of experience to a community?
It's not really. I think some of the ways we get the message out is evolving. You know, a lot more social media as opposed to just our flyer that we've done in the past. So we're doing a lot more social media. You may see an electronic flyer in a year or two where you'll be figuring out what the stage schedule is on your phone. That's just the reality of the world. But the rest of it, I think people are looking for something that makes them feel a little less. I think people are looking for that place where they can feel comfortable and get that warm fuzzy. And the festival does so much of that.
So maybe relevance is taking that step backwards and thinking on things, appreciating what history did.
Yeah, it gets you, it's a little step into nature and a little step into history, and it's making memories, and that's a big part of it.
Especially in the fall season, the harvest home, our body clocks are ticking, and this is going to answer that call, really sounds like. So I am kind of curious, what's your personal favorite festival experience?
It's the overall experience as a whole. I mean, I just gravitated towards the Johnny Appleseed Festival. And then once I became a dad, and it was a great place to take the kids, and it was always just one of those things. It was such a tradition long before I got involved with it. And it revolved around the food and the entertainment and the farmer's market. Those were the three things we always hit up. Grabbed the food, sat on a bale of hay, watched the entertainment. Then we went to the farmer's market and got our apples, got our mums, got everything we needed for fall. And then it felt like fall had begun. We left Johnny Appleseed, even if it would have been 90 degrees, we got home and it felt like, okay, it's fall. So that's kind of what I enjoy.
Okay, that's fair enough. And thank you for sharing that. And you have headed up so many wonderfully art-centric events and been a part of the best of the best of the interactive gatherings around town since you did get here in the 90s, John. What's the appeal to you personally here for all of that?
I think because I do like to be involved and I enjoyed the festival so much, it just made sense, you know? I mean, I loved just going and doing it, but there were things I'm like, you know, I could help out. I hate just being idle. And I just kind of tipped my toe in the water a couple times and helped out. And then pretty soon I got sucked onto the board and here I am.
Is it safe to say that you are at least secretly, if not overtly, glad that you did get sucked in and you're happy to be here and be right there in the hot seat?
I am. You know, there are a lot of people on the board who have been doing it for literally decades, and I don't think the festival could move on without them that are so involved. And when I look at the kind of work and time they put into it, I'm just a little tiny cog in the wheel, but I enjoy what I do, and the festival, it's a fun, fun time to be around a lot of great people.
We thank you all for continuing to provide it for us, to be sure. And last question before I let you go. From your heart, What's the most important thing this festival says about our community, its story, and especially the man, John Chapman, that local legend our world knows and loves as Johnny Appleseed?
Well, like Johnny, he was one of service, and he did a lot for the community. He was a missionary for his church, and of course, we all know he planted all the apples and made all these orchards for families to move out into these areas, and there would be some subsistence for them. This kind of continues that on with all these different great service organizations from the schools and the veterans organizations and the churches coming in and doing all these great things to help provide this festival, which makes them money, and then they can go out and be of service to the community. So the fingers reach so far out, and I always like to think, as Johnny planted all those trees, think of all the millions and millions of apples that have come out. I think the Johnny Appleseed Festival has generated that many great memories for families throughout the community.
John O'Rourke is a member of the Board of Directors for the Johnny Appleseed Festival here in Fort Wayne. John, thank you so much for taking on the challenge, sharing the story with us. Best of the fest to all involved.
Thank you, Julia. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.